Whom do I obey? What if your husband tells you to go to work and leave your children at daycare or with a babysitter, in conflict with God's command for you to be a keeper at home? It is God's will for a woman to love and obey her husband, and it is God's will for her to be a keeper at home. Whom do you obey? This is where firm conviction of faith in God becomes vital. God can make a way for you to obey both. The important thing is attitude. If you have a heart of surrender to your husband's will and a heart to obey God, it becomes God's responsibility to resolve the conflict. We are going to talk about how to present an appeal later, but for the moment, understand that if you are willing to obey in all areas, and you do not build a spirit of rebellion toward your husband or God, your appeal is more likely to fall on sympathetic ears. Commit your way to God and tell your husband that you will do as he says. Then express your concern for the children, showing to him the scripture that constitutes your dilemma. Tell him that you want to help with the finances and you also want to protect and train up the children. Ask him how you can do both. Your attitude must be trusting, not accusatory or judgmental. There can be no hint of an ultimatum or a pending rebellion. Trust is the key word. Depend on your husband's wisdom and guidance. Ask him if there is a way you can stay at home while you and the children engage in some work that will bring an income. Ask him if there is a way you can cut back on expenses so the family can get by on his salary alone. Ask for a trial period. Show him how you can save on unnecessary expenses. Shop at secondhand stores. Move to a less expensive house if necessary. Have one less automobile. Don't buy new furniture. When the refrigerator quits, buy a used one out of the local paper. Don't go on expensive vacations. Use your vacation time for the whole family to paint the house instead of hiring someone to do it. Ask an older friend to help you see where you waste money. Most men would allow their wives to stay at home if the wife could show that it was her heartfelt, spirit-led desire to be obedient to God in the matter of child training, and if she could learn to be more frugal and content. Pray and ask God to change your husband's heart and your financial situation. Be prepared for an extreme change in your lifestyle. God will rescue a trusting heart.